Grace to you and peace from God, from our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father. Amen. I'd like to speak to you this morning on the basis of the text just read from the lectern. I'd just like to repeat verses 14 and 15. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God reveal that also to you. Christ our Lord. God has placed our feet on the way of life. But there are times and days in our lives when it seems as though we could not go one step further, where we feel like throwing up our hands and giving up. And so our God, again and again through His Word, comes to us, encouraging our weak knees, straightening up our weak knees, and encouraging our fainting spirits so that we do not give up, but rather go on another day toward the goal that He has set for us. And so today I would like to speak to you on the basis of this text about the encouragement that God gives us as we face a task, the task of another day. Paul is speaking about his own experience when in verse 12 he says, "Not that I have already attained or have already become perfect, but I press on." Now, Paul became a Christian when God overtook him. And the word is used here of Christ laid hold of me, or I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. The word used in the original is actually taking over, coming on the person unexpectedly and taking hold of him and control of him. This word is used in the pericope of the adulterous woman when the people come and catch her in the act. Or it's used of the world taking hold of Jesus Christ and trying to squelch the light in John, or of attaining the prize. And Paul says, this is what Christ has done in my life. He has taken over, and now I belong to him. But his taking over took place in Damascus. This means now he has placed my feet on the way of life, and he bid me go to the goal. None of us possibly has had such a dramatic experience in his life, although I presume there may be some. But most of us have experienced the coming of our Lord in baptism, when he overtook us, when he seized us, as it were, and made us his own, gave us the name of his Son, and enabled us to call him Father. And so we do when we speak the prayer our Lord has taught us, our Father. We are sons and daughters of the Father whose feet have been placed on the way of life. But we have begun. We have started. Notice what Paul says. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on. And the word used there is that which he uses, or is used of Paul when he persecutes the church. Single-mindedly determined to reach the goal, because I have been seized and appropriated by Jesus Christ. How does this happen? Paul says, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal. So there are two parts in the race of the Christian. The first part is to forget, and really this is an attendant circumstance. It's describing something that takes place as we strain toward the goal. Forgetting what lies behind. How does that happen? Well, that happens as we receive the forgiveness of our sins through word and sacrament. The burden that we carry with us is loosed when God says, your sins are forgiven you, go and sin no more. And so we can begin this day with a new leaf, with a clean slate, as it were, without the burden of yesterday and the failures of yesterday. And we can strain toward the goal with all the energy that God makes available to us. without dissipating our emotional energy on the past and bemoaning the fact that we have failed our God again and again, because God has forgiven us the past. And the only thing we have is the present and the future to move toward. But while we are doing that, while we constantly forget the past through God's forgiveness and constantly remember the goal toward which we're walking, we are also straining to attain it. And the same word is used here. I pursue. And the goal is the prize that God gives to all his people, namely eternal life. Eternal life given us freely in Jesus Christ, ours because of him. Given to us in promise, and given to us when we reach the goal in full. And so Paul is saying to his Philippians, and he's saying to us who are hearing his word today, follow my example. For you see, God kept his promise in my life. For in 2 Timothy he says, I have run the race, I have kept the faith. And now there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And Paul would say to us, and God through Paul would say to us today, I have kept Paul faithful to the end. He has received the crown of life. I will keep you faithful to the end. Run the race so that you may achieve and reach the goal and receive the price, or the prize, namely eternal life. Amen.